Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. This is Scott Mrozek in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring. Member FDIC. And by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. At 2 a.m. tomorrow morning, Michiganders will set clocks 1 hour ahead as part of the annual switch to daylight saving time. Time changes have been around for decades. Making changes to adjust time came about during World War I to conserve fuel needed to produce electricity. It was repealed, then enacted again during World War II, and then repealed. Time changes have been enacted and repealed several times over the years. The last change was in 2005 when President George W. Bush enacted the Energy Bill that extended daylight saving time by 4 weeks beginning in 2007. Under that act, daylight saving time started 3 weeks earlier on the second Sunday in March and ends on the first Sunday in November. It was done as a way to conserve energy. At least 4 people are dead after suspected tornadoes touched down in southwest Michigan yesterday. The Branch County Sheriff's Office says 3 people were killed by a reported tornado in Union City and a dozen other people were injured. Of the 12 injured, 3 were hospitalized. In Cass County, the Sheriff's Office confirmed at least 1 fatality as the result of a tornado that touched down near Edwardsburg. Sheriff Clint Roach said several injuries were also reported in the area. There have been reports of another tornado that touched down in 3 rivers, causing damage to structures, including a Menards. Authorities have not released any information about injuries or fatalities in that city. The Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is updating flood maps that will impact several counties throughout the state, including Huron County. Because of that, Hume Township posted the updated floodplain information on its website at hume-township.com. Updating the state's flood map started in 2022, with flood assessments being done county by county. The updated map means that some areas that were not considered to be in a floodplain might be now. We'll be right back.
Bayport State Bank has been serving our local Thumb area since 1896. 2026 marks Bayport State Bank serving our Thumb area with hometown local banking for 130 years. This is Shelley Brooks, President and CEO of Bayport State Bank. Our team is committed to making banking simple, personal, and dependable for every customer who walks through our doors. We offer no-fee checking with free monthly statements, a variety of savings options, and lending solutions for personal, business, and agricultural needs. Our lenders and management team live and work right here in our communities, so every decision is made locally by people who understand our community. With 11 local ATMs plus online and mobile banking, we're always within reach. If you've been thinking about making a change or you're looking for a bank that truly listens and cares, we'd love to welcome you. So visit one of our offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring, open an account, and check out what Bayport State Bank can do for you. At Bayport State Bank, service, community, and commitment guide everything we do. Stop in and see what real hometown banking feels like. We're Bayport State Bank, serving our hometown community for 130 years, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
Are you looking to replace your vehicle? Then think Ortis first. That's Ortis Ford and Bad Axe. Call the sales team at 989-269-8472 for all your new and used car needs. Or visit them online at Ortis.com. Ortis Ford can deliver your new vehicle right to your door. At Ortis Ford and Bad Axe, you'll find a great selection of new and used late model cars, trucks, and vans. You will always get your best price along with superior service before and after the sale. Ortis has vehicles in every price range. If you don't see the model and color you require in the lot, Ortis has a locator service that can find what you're looking for fast. The service department offers the works package that includes oil change, tire rotation, and full safety inspection. Ortis also sells tires with different specials rotating all of the time. The body shop is available for your repairs, and we offer free estimates and loaners. Just call 989-269-9000.
Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel is renewing a consumer alert during National Consumer Protection Week, warning residents that scammers are increasingly using artificial intelligence to create convincing fraud schemes. The alert highlights the growing use of deep fake audio and video, which criminals can use to mimic a person's voice or likeness. In some cases, scammers gather audio clips from social media to clone a voice and call family members while posing as a loved one in trouble, often demanding money urgently. Nessel urged consumers to stay cautious, noting that scammers frequently rely on pressure tactics and request for hard-to-trace payments, such as cryptocurrency, gift cards, or wire transfers. Anyone who believes they have been targeted by a scam is encouraged to contact your local law enforcement, report the incident to the Federal Trade Commission, and immediately notify their bank or payment provider if money was sent. Michigan residents can also file complaints with the Attorney General's Consumer Protection Team. American employers unexpectedly cut 92,000 jobs last month, a sign that the labor market remains under strain. The unemployment rate blipped up to 4.4%. The Labor Department reported yesterday that hiring deteriorated from January, when companies, nonprofits, and government agencies added a healthy 126,000 jobs. Economists had expected 60,000 new jobs in February. Revisions also cut 69,000 jobs from December and January payrolls. The surprisingly weak employment picture in February adds to the economic uncertainty over the war with Iran, which has caused oil prices to surge and saddled business and consumers with unforeseen costs. That's your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this hour, and it was brought to you by Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring, member FDIC. And by Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. For your best deal and award-winning service, shop Joe Ritchie Ortis Ford in Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories just like these and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. And we have no obituaries to mention this morning.